in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
How is your football Thursday going on such a beautiful sunsplash day? It's got to be great. I know it's been for us out here in Berea, enjoying it very much, and we've got a nice show for you to enjoy as well. Gary Brown, the running backs coach for the Browns, going to talk with him about Trent Richardson first and foremost. Yep, he's the coach who got knocked on his back during that workout at Alabama. The very popular video that came out of that, the YouTube production. And Gary's going to talk about that and talk about what he sees of Richardson during these, well, first the mini camp that was held and now these last few days of OTAs completed today, the 3 days, and then they will resume tomorrow, the practices with the veteran and rookie players here in Berea. And Gary Brown will also talk about the other running backs on the team. We haven't forgotten about Montario Hardesty and Chris Obanaya and Brandon Jackson. We want to hear what he has to say about those guys as well. Going to get a community outreach update in this show as well. The Browns do an immense amount of stuff around this community. Players, staff, it's really incredible. And Renee Harvey, who is our Vice President of Community Outreach, does an amazing job with in this area, is going to break down a lot of the stuff that this team has been able to do, players and such, over the past year, because we talk about it a lot and have people on periodically on this show to discuss what happens in the community outreach area, but it's nice to just get a collective look at what it's all about. And your questions and comments, we always get those. We'll have a ton of those in the course of this show, which you submit to us via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Also, voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, locally, 440-824-6134. Twitter, Jeff says, will Montario Hardesty be ready as the number two back this year? Good question. I think he's come in with that attitude, and I think it's been showing up in what he's done on the practice field so far in a non-contact environment, but I think he's a motivated guy. He knows that it's going to be very competitive to get playing time with Trent Richardson on this football team. It's also going to be vital to show the coaches that as a more experienced player, there are things you can do that the rookie might not be able to do quite yet. And Trent is still learning. And Gary Brown, we're going to talk about this. There's still learning that Trent Richardson has to do about playing running back in the National Football League, even though he played it at such an incredibly high level in college and at a great program like Alabama. So is Hardesty ready? The answer is we'll see, but I do think he's motivated to be ready. And I think the whole story at that position, talking about this with Jim Donovan last night, is about the players like Hardesty, Chris Obanaya, and Brandon Jackson understanding that they each have to compete for something special, that they have to lend a talent or a quality, whatever, to the position that, I'm not going to say that Trent Richardson doesn't have, but that is something that enhances their presence. And when he needs a rest, they can come in there and competently do a job. Or come in there and catch a pass, catch passes in certain situations, depending on what the defense is showing. Richardson by the way, does that, and that's why he's drafted as where he was, to be the complete all-around guy, running, catching, blocking. But the blocking part of it, too, is huge, and that's where maybe an Obanaya could have an edge or have some extra time on the field. Hardesty, that's got to be something he would have to improve, be capable of, to be a difference maker, to be, as you asked, Jeff, ready. That's one place where he could show it. Keith, via Twitter, just watched the top 10 most snake-bitten teams in NFL history. That's on NFL Network, and I participated in that along with other media folks and former players and such. And he says, and guess who's number one? Need I say more? Yeah, I know the Browns, where they ranked on that list, and I was part of the questioning about the franchise's history of being snake-bitten. But need you say more? No. The history of this team in major situations, we know where it's fallen short. We know all of that history. But what does that have to do with 2012? Nothing. It's a good topic for you and others maybe to hang on to and say, you know, and to live in some level of frustration with the past. But I focus on the present. I think Brandon Weeden, Trent Richardson, all the guys who are part of this team, every single player who's on this Browns team, the snake bitten list means nothing to them, and it shouldn't, nor should it to the coaching staff or anyone else in this building. Kevin, but it makes for good TV feature. Kevin via Facebook, how much impact will Trent Richardson actually have on the passing game if the quarterback play stays at the same level as it has the past few years? You look at the Vikings when they picked up Adrian Peterson, and their receiving core didn't improve a whole lot until they picked up Favre and Harvin. Brett Favre, Percy Harvin. Yeah, the quarterback position is what makes it better, certainly, and the Browns have been proactive there, duh. So we know that. As far as the receiving comparison, you mentioned Percy Harvin and his impact. I'm open to this receiving core, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, to the existing receiving core playing better, and I'm open to the idea of improvement with Travis Benjamin being part of this. Infusion of speed, playmaking, putting him in the right role to make plays. Putting that kind of talent and speed on the field can open things up for other people. And it all begins with the quarterback's ability, I think, to make receivers look better. It goes hand in hand. Yes, one helps the other. Receivers help quarterbacks. Quarterbacks help receivers. But if you're looking at, and it's not, your point is Favre, the accomplished Favre coming to the Vikings and having the influence he had, right? I'm not suggesting Brandon Weeden enters the league and is Brett Favre at that level, at that point of a, and he was in the declining part of his career, and he would still be performing at a high level. But I'm saying he could be better than what this team has had. I don't think there's any reason to doubt that he can't, you know, to say that it can't happen. And it hasn't happened yet, but I'm not going to start the conversation with, oh no, they didn't address that area. They did. They've addressed it. Now let's see how well they addressed it. Alan via Facebook. Carlton Mitchell has potential with 4 question marks. Exactly how would anyone know that? Well, I think you watch the guy on the field, watch him in practice, watch him at training camp last year. I think he flashed a lot of good stuff, impressive stuff as a talent, and then wrecked his hand, and it stopped right there. End of story. End of seeing where that potential could go. I think saying he has potential, I don't think is going out on any particular limb or sounding crazy. The way he is built, the way he moves, the athleticism he shows, but potential is when he gets to showing what he has of that potential. Yeah, has to go behind the practice field. But how would anyone know that? That's how you know that. You know it by based on what you see when a guy's got a football uniform on and he's in practice. And then beyond that, you see what he does in games. And I think we'll still be talking about what kind of potential he has right up until we see what his place is on this roster and what the season looks like. And does he stay healthy and on and on and on. All right, we've got much more coming up. A conversation with the running backs coach of the Browns, Gary Brown. Going to talk about Trent Richardson, talk about the rest of that running back core. Here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it is driven by Liberty Ford. It is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 400 Escapes available. Lease one for as low as $179 a month.
Liberty's in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your faith, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
Fight nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
It's months for Buckeye Vodka, the spirit of Ohio. Buckeye Vodka is made in small batches in the Buckeye State, and just like a Buckeye, does not back down from any competition. I encourage a taste test straight up against your favorite brand. Simply put, Buckeye Vodka is less expensive than other brands, and it's better. Clean and smooth, and the results will surprise you. Save money and get a better vodka. What could be better than that? If you try it, Buckeye Vodka will be your brand of choice. Ask for Buckeye Vodka by name. Buckeye Vodka. I'm a Buckeye. Are you?
Don't miss the Zero In on Savings sales event now through May 31st at Dave Walter VW. It's time to zero in on the biggest savings of the year with 0% financing on most Volkswagen gas models, including a new 2012 Volkswagen Jetta S. Just 0% APR or lease for only $159 a month for 36 months. This is the VW sales event like no other because we're the VW dealer like no other. Dave Walter VW, West Exchange in Akron, online at DaveWalterVW.com. For VW, see DW, Dave Walter VW. Qualified buyers only, see dealer for details.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, this Football Thursday edition on ESPN 850 WKNR. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Browns running backs coach Gary Brown joins us now on Cleveland Browns Daily. Welcome back, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you as well. So we want to get your impressions of Trent Richardson. And the connection between the two of you goes back, of course, to that workout at Auburn, to him putting you on the ground, that video that went viral and everybody all over it. Number one, your reaction to that, because you took it in such great spirit. and actually, I think it was more of a plus than a negative, just showing how much this guy wanted to make an impression, and maybe specifically on the Browns.
Well, I'll tell you, we went down there, and Coach said, you know, hey, don't get on YouTube if you get on there with a bag. And I said, oh, Coach, he's not going to get me. So when I did it, you know, I felt how powerful he was. And I actually told him, I said, hey, Trent, I'm not trying to be on YouTube. Let's just get through this drill so we can all just go home and have some dinner. He smiled at me, and then you know, the rest is history. So, but he was powerful, a powerful young man. I think he was trying to prove that he was, you know, the third pick. He wanted to prove that he was worth that high of a pick. And he went out and did it. He did well, just work out, and obviously he impressed us. And you know, the guys over on the other side of the room made a decision to trade up, and we've been happy ever since.
When you get into these workouts, first of all, the rookie mini camp, mm-hmm. and then these OTAs, it's not contact, but what are you able to judge and see from the players at that position?
Well, what you really can judge is their vision, obviously their burst, their reads, the different things that don't really take pads. So I think that he does a great job with his read. He does a great job with his finish. He's where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there. Obviously, you know, he's making some rookie mistakes, but, you know, we've only been doing this 3 or 4 days. So
sure.
He's very impressive in that way. He's been well coached at Alabama. And I'm just looking forward to working with him and helping him get to reach his goals.
He just looks like the kind of guy that, and when you watch him, you can't help but have your mind go back to the Alabama career, mm-hmm. and see a guy who was so explosive, so big, so
right.
physical. I say big, I mean, in relatively speaking, not tall, but explosive and
right.
powerfully
right.
built.
Yes.
And when he just moves in these non-contact settings, you can envision him doing some big things.
Well, you can see why he was rated so highly. He moves well for a man of his girth. I mean, he's not tall in stature, but he's rocked up pretty good. And he moves as if he was a smaller style back. And I think that's going to be to his advantage because he has the same lateral quickness, the same burst, the same things that little guys have, but it's packed up into a big back body. So it's going to be very, very positive for him.
Now, the other parts of this is coaching, what you're specifically trying to coach with a rookie running back,
mm-hmm.
and one, okay, we know all the skill set that he has, but there are particular things you're going through. Walk us through, if you can, some of the basics of what you want to accomplish between now and training camp with Trent Richardson and the other young backs you have.
Well, I think that the number one thing is that he has a firm grasp on the playbook, formations, motions, where he's supposed to be, his reads in the run game, where he's supposed to be in the pass game. So for me, that's probably a number one, to make sure when training camp hits, he has a firm grasp on the details of where he's supposed to be. Now, when he gets his hands on the ball, then now that's him. That's what he's going to do. Those are the things that we drafted him for. But my job is to make sure that he is as familiar and as tight with that playbook as he can be when training camp opens.
And the other part, a very big part of this offense and a big part of his skill set is catching the ball as well.
Right.
So there's got to be attention to that. What are the keys to what a running back has to know about catching the football, again, versus the standard receivers and tight ends
right.
who catch it?
Usually with the running backs, we're usually at the second or third read in most progressions, so it's very critical that the running back is where he's supposed to be for the quarterback. So if the quarterback looks downfield, he doesn't like what he sees, he knows he can trust his back to be exactly where he's going to be. Now, at Alabama, he did a lot of that, and with Nick Saban, they were a pro-style offense, so he knows the importance of that. The great part about it is his hands are very, very good for a guy of his development so far in the NFL. I mean, he hasn't dropped any balls so far, and it's very impressive. So if he understands and can grasp that and know if he's supposed to be 3 yards over the tackle, and that's where Colt or Brandon's going to look, and he's going to be there, it's going to give the quarterback confidence, and as well it's going to give him confidence.
Browns running backs coach Gary Brown joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Does it help at all that Brad Smellie is here as a draft pick, as a former teammate of Trent's from Alabama, as the guy who was in the backfield with him playing fullback there? Does that make any difference at all, even in the, and I don't know what it will mean for Brad's future possibly to get on a football mm-hmm. team, but at least in these sessions, is it helpful that he has that presence here?
It's very helpful. I think that those guys, especially during the rookie minicamp, they stayed together, they talked, and they were bounce things back and forth with each other off the playbook. So I think it was very good for both of them to have some familiarity with who they're dealing with in the meeting room on the practice field. And I think now that the vets have come back, they've blended it real well. Brad and Trent both are very good in the room. The guys love them. They, you know, it's a great feel.
And of course, you've got other running backs on this football team to coach, not just the first round pick.
Right.
So let's talk about that. The incumbents, mm-hmm. Montario Hardesty coming back, a lot mm-hmm. to prove, wants right. to show he can stay healthy and be a viable part of this team, mm-hmm. and I'm sure feeling more challenged by the presence
Absolutely.
Of a first round pick. Chris Obanaya, mm-hmm. Brandon Jackson. Give me a rundown of what you see of those guys.
Well, I'll tell you, Montario, I think Montario has come back in great shape. I think his confidence level is up. He's more lean, and it's more of the Montario that we saw when he came out of Tennessee. He's been explosive for these first couple days. He's made the right reads. He's doing everything right. And I'm looking forward to seeing Montario with pads. I think he's, you know, I think he's a very good back. I think he, you know, if he continues on his path, he's going to be where he needs to be. If we go with Obi, Obi's one of those guys that you can trust at any time, at any position. Obi's going to be a professional. He's going to know exactly what to do. He's going to know what the fullback's supposed to do. He's going to know what the receivers are supposed to do. So that type of guy we really need on our football team, and I hope, you know, he continues to develop. And with Brandon Jackson, another very, very good running back that we have that, you know, with our room, man, it's a great competition, and those guys are pushing each other. But at the end of the day, they care about one another. They want to see each other get better, and at the end of the day, they want to see us win.
Brandon was such an interesting guy last year, coming in from Green Bay and just getting a glimpse of someone who I thought was bringing a lot to the table, mm-hmm. again, particularly as a receiver out of the backfield, and then he gets hurt, gets that toe injury, mm-hmm. and we don't see him for the rest of the year. So I'm really curious to see what the progress is there. What types of things do you see in him that maybe go beyond? Is the pass catching the extent of it, or are there other elements that he
No, he's a very good runner. I mean, he can run the ball. He can do the things. He has great vision, great lateral quickness. He can do all those things. And I think the greatest thing that Brandon brings to our football team is that winning attitude. I mean, he won a Super Bowl with Green Bay. So he knows what it is. He knows what it's going to take from our group to be a Super Bowl unit. And I think he brings that leadership. He brings that type of attitude every day. And I think the guys are feeding off of it.
Do you gauge or try to figure out the way guys are kind of looking at the others, I should say, looking at what their roles might be, knowing full well that Trent Richardson comes in as the main horse of this group, mm-hmm. and that almost anything else is going to be the type, whatever carries you pick up in a reserve role, mm-hmm. Or in a specialist role. Mm-hmm. So are guys approaching practice in that way, or can they only just approach it like everybody does the same thing and just be a running back?
I think everybody's treating it the latter. I think everybody's going out and trying to improve their game, trying to improve their skill set, and not really concerned about the carries per se right now. I think everybody's just going out and trying to be the best they possibly can be, and at the end of the day, that's going to make us one of the better units around.
Is the atmosphere or the feeling, I should say, any different from your standpoint? Because a year ago, you didn't have a Brad Childress here. Mm-hmm. You didn't have a Nolan Cromwell here. Mm-hmm. And they're new to this offensive coaching staff, bringing their perspective and ideas. How is that influencing things maybe from a running game?
Oh, it's a great influence. It's a positive influence, of course, with Coach Childress and with his background with Adrian Peterson. I mean, that's something that I try to talk to him about, running backs, all the time, and try to get more information on how they did it when they were in Minnesota. So that's a guy I lean on. Coach Cromwell, another guy, has a lot of years experience, and I try to ask him questions. It's been a great, great marriage for our offensive staff. I mean, those guys bring a wealth of knowledge, and we've all just been trying to soak it up.
Beautiful. Gary, thank you so much
Absolutely.
For your time.
No problem.
He is Gary Brown, the Browns running backs coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 600 Fusions and Focuses available. Take your pick and lease one for as low as $169 a month.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Stone.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cobb, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
If you're a football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours. Help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
I'm a global force because I have connections.
I get deals done because I have connections.
I'm a profit-making, sales-generating, economy-shaping machine because I have connections.
In business, every connection matters. Connect with Cox Business and power your business with reliable connections through Cox Voice, Data, and TV Solutions. And take advantage of our special offer. Get voice and internet from Cox Business for only $89 per month. Plus, ask about office networking. Switch to Cox Business today, because every connection matters. Call Cox Business at 1-866-687-0522. That's 1-866-687-0522. Or go to coxbusiness.com. Offer expires July 1st, 2012, and is available to new subscribers in Cox wired serviceable areas of Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Cleveland. Call Cox Business for details. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2012 Cox Communications, New England, Ohio. All rights reserved.
Bill, I have a meeting and need a whiteboard, speakers, a webcam, laptop with email, phone system, and extra microphones.
Oh, that's already all in the conference room.
No, it's not.
Sure it is. The new 55-inch multi-touch flat screen is an in-focus Mondo pad, and it's the only device you need. It's like a giant tablet with a digital whiteboard, HD video phone system, and much more. All integrated with a Windows 7 PC.
Wow, I need a Mondo pad in our other office, too.
Be a hero. Find out more about the Mondo pad by visiting our website at InFocusCleveland.com.
Oh, I love this song. But you know what? Bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda-certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late-model Honda-certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
Now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To the Browns social media pages we go, Facebook, Twitter, your questions, your comments, whole bunch of you submitting them. Kevin, via Facebook. Dan via Facebook. My question is, do the Browns plan on bringing in a veteran replacement for Phil Taylor, or will they just roll with the young guys, Hughes, Wynn, etc.? I think they're rolling with the young guys primarily, but remember, they still have on this team Brian Schaefering, so they still have Scott Paxton. I think they're going to make, with that rotation, try to make that position as whole as you possibly can, and it's not easily done. Phil Taylor physically is, I don't think, what any of those four other guys is. I think what he is special, that size, strength, that combination. But I think with Hughes, with Wynn, you are able to get an infusion of two players who bring, in Hughes's case, strength and nose tackle type of girth for those types of alignments that this defense will do. With Wynn, I think you've got quick penetration and movement, Schaefering, toughness overall, and same with Paxton, tough, scrappy kind of players who in bits and bytes can give you that sort of you know, they fill a role. It's going to be a patchwork, I think, for a little bit. Until maybe, look, one of those guys could take ownership of the position. That's possible. But until we see it, we don't know. Ben via Facebook. I don't understand why so many are taking one side or the other when it comes to Colt McCoy and Brandon Weeden. I believe both of these guys add a lot of value to this team, and the best man for the job will start. And if something unfortunate happens to the starter, then we'll have a quality quarterback who can step in and pick up the reins with success, hopefully. But, Ben, I do understand why people take opposite sides, because it's natural. It's when you've had a, even though McCoy hasn't been an accomplished starter and a long-time starter, he is the incumbent starter. And any time you bring somebody new to the position of quarterback, it is always, in the many years I've been around this game, it is always the case where there's a discussion over who should it be. And I think the real key is preventing that from bleeding into the team. If, and the only way that really happens, I mean, the discussion on the outside from fans and media, which always happens, and really internally, you can't care about that. What you care about internally is how the rest of your football team reacts and deals with it. The only way it's a problem internally is if one guy doesn't distinguish himself over the other. If you have two question marks at quarterback, if you have the proverbial, you have more than one guy, which means you don't have a guy. That's the only way that happens. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't expect that to happen. I expect Brandon Weeden to show what he has and what he's shown on the field so far as a legit, strong-armed, accurate passer. He's got to do all the other stuff, but right now the base of what he is looks to me like he can separate himself. Brandon via Facebook. Not Brandon Weeden, but another Brandon. Vic, who is most likely to back up Trent Richardson? That's a good one. And does Josh Cooper have a chance of making the team? Yeah, and you heard the discussion, I hope you did, with Gary Brown, the running backs coach, about the big picture of the position. We focused a lot on Trent Richardson, but we also talked about the other players at the spot and what that competitive atmosphere is like. And my initial sense would have to be that Montario Hardesty will take the lead going into camp for the backup role, for the second role, unless he shows any kind of regression. And I don't think he's come here with that attitude. I really think he's focused to make a significant difference. I think Hardesty probably, other than the blocking on blitz pickups, which is not a small thing, I'm not diminishing the importance of that, but I think his exterior explosiveness, his ability to, I think, contribute and screens and such, gives him that chance to maybe see a little more playing time than the other guys. Chris Obanaya specifically looks like the guy who would be your better blocker of that group, of the remaining group, of the non-Richardson group. And then we know what Brandon Jackson was brought in here to do, which is catch passes. But you heard Gary Brown, too. He's got other qualities. We just got to see him. This was another guy who, after the toe injury, we didn't see any more of him. And that was the end of the ball game. Now, last year. Now, with him in camp, with a full preseason, and if he's healthy at the end of it all, he will be very interesting. I don't know if he's number two, but I think the role of number two, as I said, I think with Montario Hardesty, I think I just see a guy who probably has more of multiple qualities that can put him in that second role. That's the way I would look at it. Josh Cooper has an excellent chance of making this team. Josh Cooper runs really good routes. You can see that. Precise routes. Catches everything that comes his way. Looks like he knows, already has a good feel and grasp for what being a receiver in the NFL is all about. And being the kind of receiver he needs to be, which is a lot of that underneath stuff, a lot of that slot stuff, you know, a lot of stuff that just, it keeps the chains moving. Get to the spot, make the catch. Make those sort of extended running play types of catches that are tough to cover. And he looks the part of tough guy physically who can hold up to the hard hits that he's going to take, you know, the beating you take when you run a lot of those routes as someone who is not going to get, I mean, he can get separation underneath. There's no question he's going to work, but he's going to work at a lot of short area with that separation, and he's going to take some big hits as he moves with the football and has to stand up to that. Again, only 5'10", but a solid-looking 190, 190 pounds. We move to Andrew via Facebook. The only thing that will open up the passing game, he says, is Trent Richardson and I think Greg Little, will have a 1,000-yard season, and I'm hoping another wide receiver will step up. I don't care if it's Mitchell or Cribbs or Mass or Norwood or Benjamin, but somebody does. Yeah, Andrew, I would say that, of course, Trent Richardson this is the idea of drafting him and the importance of having a running back of that quality or that potential quality in a pass-happy league. And that Little has to be a far better receiver than he was a year ago, but with the ability, the skill set that he has, it's reasonable to think he will. I don't know if he's racking up 1,000 yards in receptions. That's really taking a leap of faith to believe that that happens in 1 year, but I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying you've got to see that. That's quite a jump. And then, you know, you're hoping for another receiver to step up, and it's reasonable to expect that someone from that list does step up. There's a lot of faith. I mentioned earlier about the potential of Mitchell, but a lot of faith in a Jordan Norwood. And Mo Massaquah looks like a guy who shows up and means business. Is really practicing with a sense of purpose. He is, as are the others. But he's practicing with a sense of purpose. I think he's got the most to prove, to show that he's worthy of being in that top, you know, that lead area, the top 2-3 on the team. I'm talking about area, and yeah, got to stay healthy on top of that as well. And Josh Cribbs certainly has come with the intention, I think, of come to camp with the intention of being more of a, he was the number two receiver on this team last year in a role that wasn't set up for him to do that and just kind of morphed into that because of the health issues at the position with Massaquah. But I think you expecting one of those guys, it can't be just one of them. It's got to be like two or three of these guys stepping up to make an impact. And I think it's reasonable to think that would happen. How much they step up, how well they step up, remains to be seen. I'm not putting Pro Bowl labels on anybody, but I do think guys can step up and make a difference from that group. And it does have to start with Little in a big way. Okay, we're going to have a conversation next with Vice President of Community Outreach for the Browns, Renee Harvey. We're going to talk just about how much this football team has done in the community, and it's a lot. And we'll get to more of your questions as well. We got a lot of those as we listen to the Allman Brothers here. Dave DiNatale, our producer. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for as low as $199 a month. Hurry, these offers won't last long.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion,
White Knights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out The Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system. Team-specific runners,
and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
Southwest General presents Berea's National Rib Cook-Off, going on at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds just west of I-71 at the Bagley Road exit. Great entertainment and free parking all weekend long, only at Berea's National Rib Cook-Off. And Yingling presents The Food Dude. Kevin Roberts, host of TLC's Barbecue Pitmasters. Get more information at BereaRib.com. That's BereaRib.com. The best value in town, Berea's National Rib Cook-Off.
Stop wasting your money. Push, pull, or drag in your gas guzzler to Bill Doherty Kia and get a $7,000 discount off any select fuel-efficient new Kia in stock. Award-winning new 2012 Kia Optimas that get 35 miles per gallon are just $149 per month, backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. And if you have a job bringing home $350 per week, we want to approve your credit only at Bill Doherty Kia, I-71 and Route 18 in Medina. Qualified applicants, 36-month lease, $3,495 at inception. No security deposit required. Offers don't combine.
Love that you're hanging out with us on this Football Thursday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You too, Tino. Happy that you're with us as well. And now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. Browns season tickets start at $32 a game, and that's a significant savings over single game prices. Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more. Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. In this segment, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. Very happy to have with us now Renee Harvey, the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach. Renee, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Great to have you. And we talk, you're on this show from time to time, and others from your department and players talking about the various things the Browns do within the community, and it's really a lot. We know that. But now there's something that encapsulates really the full involvement over the past year, and I'm amazed at some of the highlights. This is the Community Involvement Report. Let's talk a little bit about that. But you've put together really a book that kind of talks about everything this team has done within the community.
That's correct, and it's amazing once that piece does get put together to see the entire scope of what's done. You know, you kind of go through day by day, and you put these little pieces of the puzzle together. You do one event here, somebody gives a contribution there, but when you really total up the number of hours that our staff and our players and our coaches volunteer, and you see the pictures, it really tells a much bigger story, and one that we're very proud to share with our fans.
What really jumps out at me, Renee, is seeing this number, 50,000 lives impacted by the work the Browns have done in the community. That's staggering.
It is, and it's something, again, that we're very proud of, and it's something that, you know, it's really giving back to the community is at the core of this organization's mission. I think you see that in the book itself. Coach Holmgren's in there, Coach Shermer's in there, and it's something that's very important from, you know, Randy Lerner all the way throughout the entire organization. I think the other thing that's nice in this piece, too, is it's not just a couple of players that are involved. It's
right.
Every single player on our roster is involved. They're engaged, and they're a part of this Northeast Ohio region.
And the numbers also talk about the fact that the players volunteered an equivalent of more than 50 business days this past season, and that the Browns staff alone volunteered the equivalent of 28 days of continuous community service. Those are numbers that you can be proud of.
Absolutely. We definitely are. And starting to increase that with our Browns Women's Organization, and again, very proud to do that, and so many worthwhile organizations and causes in this area.
Now, if people want to check this out and get all the details, where can they go?
Please check out clevelandbrowns.com. On the community section, there's a link for the involvement report. And within that, on the website, website. We also have videos that are embedded, so it's another great way to show and demonstrate the great work that's been done to really kind of humanize and share the story of some of the programs that might not be as well known as some of the other ones that we talk about on your show.
Now, this is an ongoing thing. We know it never stops. You guys never really rest in that area. And just in the last 2 weeks alone, you've had the rebuilding together and dealing with the Bronze Star, assisting home projects, Bronze Star Army veteran with that, Brandon Jackson, Alex Mack, among the players involved in that.
Yes, we had some of our staff, a couple of our alumni went out. Just a nice day to go out and do some work for an Army veteran who's really no longer able to take care of his home and show him appreciation for his service. And I think he was very pleased, and it was beyond words. But it was a wonderful day and very happy to help him out.
Play 60 Challenge Field Day, hospital visit to the fitness zone, girls jamboree, and then in events in Akron and Youngstown.
Yes, we actually went out to both Akron and Youngstown to host some youth football camps for about 100 kids in each of those two markets, and worked with United Way in Youngstown, and then we worked with the Boys and Girls Club of Summit County. It's just a great way to reach out and go to their markets, great fans out there, and to help develop and cultivate some youth athletes out there.
Renee Harvey, Vice President of Community Outreach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Got some events coming up this summer as well. The Browns Foundation golf outing, motorcycle rally, that's a big Mike Holmgren event, and youth football camps.
Yes, our youth football camps, believe it or not, are already sold out, which we're thrilled about. We'll have about 225 children out at the stadium. But new this year, on June 21st, we're hosting a parents clinic. Now, we've talked about really trying to broaden the scope of what we do in youth football. And so in addition to some officials clinics and coaches clinics, we're also doing a parents clinic. So for any parent or any adult associated with their child trying to play the sport, whether they're just entering youth football or they're trying to move on to that next level, be it high school or college, trying to arm them with the knowledge that they might need to help better prepare their son to play football.
And this is a wide-ranging concept because it's strength and conditioning tips, athletic training, injury prevention tips, equipment tips and tricks, and preparing for college football as well. So you really cover it at all levels, right? I mean, middle school, high school, and so forth.
That's exactly right. And we've got some amazing speakers that are going to be at each of those breakout sessions for those specific levels. And, you know, in addition to that, also the rules of the game. I know, you know, that changes from year to year. And so to have Greg Shields, who's an NCAA, NFL referee out here, we've got some spectacular speakers that are going to be a part of this and really arm everyone with some phenomenal information. The cost for the clinic is very reasonable. It's only $20 for an individual or $30 if a mom and dad want to come out. So we encourage everyone to come down. It's the stadium. You'll receive a shirt and light snacks. So a really quick evening, but we'll arm you with a lot of great tools.
Wonderful stuff, Renee. And again, great work by you and that entire group. And, you know, kudos to the players and everybody in this organization that pitches in, because this is really about wanting to give back.
It is. It's definitely the epitome of what we call a team effort, and they've all done a phenomenal job, and they really enjoy the opportunity.
Lots to look forward to. Okay, Renee Harvey joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 400 Escapes available. Lease one for as low as $179 a month.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Is this the year you start checking off your goals? Like building your savings? Building your education? Or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to help you achieve your goals. So whatever it is you'd like to do, we're ready to help you do it. This is your year. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single-game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your faith, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
Cleveland Gladiators football rocks the queue.
Dutton over the middle, red touchdown!
Gladiators face the Philadelphia Soul Sunday, May 27th at 4. Check out the free block party on Gateway Plaza before the game. Enjoy tailgating fun, including discounted food and drink, music, cornhole, and more. Every Gladiators game includes post-game autographs and the chance to kick field goals on the field presented by EMH Healthcare. The pregame block party starts at 2:30 and the Gladiators kick off at 4. Get your tickets by calling 216-420-2222 or visit ClevelandGladiators.com.
Heard every day, American companies moving manufacturing jobs overseas to find cheaper labor and thereby cut their costs. As a result, consumers are forced to decide if they are willing and able to pay more for the better quality American-made product. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory, and when it comes to mattresses, the choice is easy. At Original Mattress, we build our products in our own local factories using American-made materials. We continue to make two-sided mattresses built with top-quality American-made innersprings, cotton padding, and real working box springs. As a result, our craftsmanship and quality is second to none, and our price is hundreds of dollars less than the national brands. Because when you buy an Original mattress, you are buying it direct from our factory, thereby eliminating middleman costs and markups. So visit Original Mattress today and buy an American-made product that is built right and built to last. Or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
Inside the Eastside Volkswagen Marketing Meeting.
Hey, Ben, we've been in business about a year. Sales are way up. But how do we become the number one Volkswagen dealer in Ohio?
We got to tell people, don't stop shopping till they come see us at Eastside Volkswagen.
Hey, wait, that could be our new slogan.
I like that. Don't stop till you shop Eastside Volkswagen.
And here's how we back it up. With a $1,000 best price, best trading guarantee.
How about this? We'll beat their best deal by at least $500, and if we can't, are you ready for this, Pat? We'll pay them $1,000 guaranteed.
You better have a really sharp pencil. I don't want to pay $1,000, so you better beat every deal by $500.
Roger that. Plus, we've got 300 cars in stock and more coming in every day.
I can hear the ad now. Don't stop till you shop Eastside with a $1,000 price protection guarantee.
And if we can't beat their deal by at least $500, we'll pay them $1,000 guaranteed.
Eastside Volkswagen in Willoughby Hills. ESMonstaVW.com.
Back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More Ask Vic. That too, driven by Liberty Ford. Facebook Wendy writes, "Let's just hope that the Browns play as a team," all in caps, "impress the doubting fans. And don't get cocky when they are winning. I am looking forward to a great season. Let's hope it's this season. Go Browns." Just like the way she put that together. Nicely done, Wendy. Very nice. Ron from Facebook. Ron says, "Don't blame Colt for our miserable season last year. When the O-line is made up of mostly second stringers and cast-offs, picking Whedon instead of DeCastro was the most boneheaded pick I've ever witnessed being a longtime Browns fan." Huh. I'm not going to go with you there, Ron. I think you pick the quarterback that you think can make your team better. Brandon Whedon offered that opportunity. I don't know what your objection is of him beyond what I think would be the obvious, which is the age thing. And that's seems to be troubling a lot of folks, and troubling folks. I don't know if it's a lot of them, but more than one at least. And you think the Castro would be that much better, or make the O-line better than it is. My sense is that you take the quarterback you think is going to upgrade the position, which Brandon Whedon has every bit of ability to do. And I think they've upgraded the offensive line with the Mitchell Schwartz pick. I don't dismiss that or view that as a mistake or something that isn't going to work for this team based on the pick now. It's got to play itself out. And I'm not offering guarantees. I'm just saying I think that's a very solid right tackle choice. I know there's absolute reason for, based on what I've heard from the scouting and coaching staff's appraisals, absolute reason to feel good about what they feel good about. It's said with conviction. It's not said with, let's spitball this. You know, let's see if it'll stick to the wall. I think it's rooted in a lot of research. And I think when you combine that with the consensus that Brandon Whedon would make the quarterback position better by being brought aboard, I don't look at this draft as being something that was, things were missing here. You can get stuck on a player you wanted them to pick that they didn't pick, but I don't think you can look at the 11 picks that they end up with and say this collective group misses the mark in any significant way. I can't make myself do that. Gene from Facebook, are you content with the Hardesty Richardson combo, or would you like someone else to play with Trent Richardson? For now, I said this a little bit earlier to the question of who would be the number two. For now, I'm okay with Hardesty being the number two. And this is based on what I think he still has the capability of showing and the attitude with which he has arrived at these workouts, at these OTAs. And there's another week of OTAs. Then there's a mini camp following that. I think three practices next week. Four practices after that the following week. They get into mini camp. And so when you're into June and then whenever it wraps up after the mini camp, I think there's going to be some, I'm not going to say hard conclusions, but there will be a sense among the coaching and personnel staffs of who the guy, who the front runner would for, say, number two. And that means just watching the consistency and the performance day in and day out, still, again, no contact, and that's a big part of it. But A, is he healthy through the whole thing, Hardesty? How well is he moving through the whole thing, which so far so good? And then how well is he grasping the offensive nuances that are being put in place? You heard in the discussion, if you did, with Gary Brown, the new coaching staff, the influence of the new coach, the new additions to the coaching staff, the influences of Brad Childress working with Adrian Peterson in Minnesota, and how AP fits into the scheme, the same type of offensive scheme that the Browns already had in place, put in place last year with Pat Shurmur, and how it merges with Brad Childress's vision of how the running back fits. So that's important because you want to see that coaching, how all the players, Trent Richardson included, how they take to that, how they respond to that, and then the other nuances, just the details of being, I mean, for a team that we saw lose as many close games as it did, be involved in as many close games, and then find ways to not finish the job and lose. What you want to see, what I want to see more than anything in this time of year, before you get to training camp, which is the conventional place of working with the specific purpose of getting ready for the first game of the season, but regular season, but also just, it's pads popping, it's competition. But this is detail time. The OTAs are about details. The OTAs are about paying attention in that meeting room, about listening to what the position coaches are not only saying, but do you get it? Are you processing it? And are you showing that on the field? So I want to see that from everybody. But I mean, at the running back position, especially when we're talking about all the competitive spots on this team. When you're talking about that receiver, running back. backup spots, O-line spots. Ronnie from Facebook, I would like to ask, what are we doing to ensure that our runners stay healthy and limber? Seems to me that you only pull a hammy when you're cold and not stretched. And how much emphasis is going to be on the rhythm for the running game? I would say this. Last year, a lot of the muscle pulls and such happened because you didn't have an off-season program. I think there's something to be said for the difference that this year will bring with Kent Johnston, the strength and conditioning coach, training staff, you know, working with these guys and players being under their watchful eye. And seeing how that, what difference that sort of makes. I'm not saying it'll guarantee there'll be fewer pulled muscles, but I think it was a contributing factor last year not having the workouts because of the lockout. We want to thank Gary Brown. We want to thank Renee Harvey. We want to thank Drew Boatner. We want to thank Danielle Lavelli. And we want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again. We'll meet here again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.